Let us come before the triune God in prayer. Holy God, you plant the seeds of faith in every nation. Enliven your church so that the good news of your grace may root and grow throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator, even the trees, shrubs, and flowers delight in your goodness. From the depths of the soil to the highest mountain, bring forth new plants. Restore growth to places suffering drought. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Judge of nations, we pray for our leaders and those in power. Grant them the ability to regard those under their charge with humility, dedicating their lives and service to others. Bring an end to hate, racism, violence, and Islamophobia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Divine Comforter, you show compassion to those in need and provide relief to those who call on you. Bless all who suffer from illness and injury of body, mind, or spirit, and remember especially people trapped in cycles of poverty and homelessness. We remember on this day Eddie, Alan, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Bonnie, Mary, Tilly, Robert, Helen, Vivian, Katie, Esther, Rhonda, the families of the 215 Indigenous children buried at the Kamloops Residential School, the Isfalan and Salmon families, the family of Brad Fell, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, this house of worship belongs to you. We give thanks and pray for our church musicians, especially Trevor and Jane, Michaeliah and Wayne. We look forward to the joyful noise of children's laughter and cries, the melody of voices and the songs of our hearts when we return to worship in our spaces. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we give thanks for our ancestors in the faith who are now at home with you, especially Brad. We look forward to the day when we are united in your new creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your abiding grace. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you, or give somebody a call, or send an email, or if you're out on a walk, wish somebody peace for their day. We continue with our thanksgiving for the word. Let us pray. Holy God, our maker, our healer, our teacher, your magnificent creation springs forth from your word. All that has life and breath praises your name. For your word that sustains the earth, we thank you, O God. You sent us Jesus, your word, to renew the world. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, preached your mercy, and called us to faith. For your word and our Lord Christ, we praise you, O God. Nourish us with the spirit of your word, that we may grow in grace, bearing the fruits of redemption, and sharing your strength and beauty with all of the world. For your word in our lives, we entreat you, O God. Accept our thanksgiving and receive our prayer for the sake of your living word, Jesus our Savior. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God. Our ascending song this morning is from the ELW hymn number 547, Sent Forth by God's Blessing. Stay cool, and may peace be with you this week.